Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Bender of Peace Lutheran Church and Academy in Sussex, Wisconsin. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 17. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics, and whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen. Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. On their return, the apostles told him all that they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart to a town called Bethsaida. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and cured those who had need of healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. They said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. And they did so, and had them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing over them. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. And what was left over was picked up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Jesus gave the 12 power over the demons and to cure diseases. He sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God. By this, he taught them that his ministry would continue after his death and resurrection. They were not to take provisions for their journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money. They were to rely upon him and him alone and the word of the gospel that he gave them to proclaim. They were to stay wherever the word was received, but they were to shake the dust from their feet and depart from those who rejected the word. Jesus' ministry continues today. Jesus' power to save continues today. The gospel exorcises demons of unbelief and creates saving faith. The gospel cures the diseases of sin and gives us the hope of the resurrection. By the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments, the miracle of faith and the hope of the resurrection is created in us today. When Herod heard about all the things that were happening around Jesus' ministry, he thought that John the Baptist had risen from the dead. Why? Because Jesus' ministry was just like John's ministry, and John's ministry was just like the prophets before him. The Lord's ministers speak the same word of God. Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, John the Baptist, Peter, and Paul, they all speak with one voice. No wonder Herod sought to see Jesus. How could so many speak with one voice the same message of forgiveness, life, and salvation? But they did. It was a miracle. And the miracle continues today. Jesus made a promise. He who hears you hears me, and he who hears me hears him who sent me. When the disciples returned to Jesus, they reported everything that had happened. When they proclaimed his word, it is as if he was with them. And the reality is that he was. The same is true for us today in the church, where the gospel is preached and the sacraments are administered according to the prophetic and apostolic scriptures. So when the multitude needed to be fed, Jesus told the 12, "You give them something to eat." "But we don't have anything to give them." "Oh, yes, you do. He who has my word to proclaim, he who has my sacraments to administer, has everything he needs for the ministry. And whoever receives these gifts receives me. For in the Lord's word and sacraments, Christ is with us, forgiving sin, comforting troubled consciences, giving the gifts of eternal life, just as he did in the first century. So he does for us today. And there's no diminution of the power of Christ to heal, to forgive, and to save from the first century until now. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.